أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم تقولون إن إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارى؟ قل أأنتم أعلم أم الله، ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عنده من الله، وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. In the previous ayat we read where Allah Ta'ala said, addressing the Jews and the Christians, are you arguing with us, debating with us with regard to Allah Ta'ala and with regard to the matters of deen, and that you have Allah is our Rabb also, is your Rabb also, but you people worship Him with shirk, associating partners with Allah Ta'ala, and having changed the Bible, having changed the Torah, and in fact having put so much blasphemous things with regard to the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam. He is our Rabb also, and we believe in Him and we worship Him as the one and only Allah. And for us are our actions, and for you are your actions. Our actions which are based on the pure deen of Allah Ta'ala, and your actions which are based on kufr and shirk, and which is based on blasphemous things of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. What are you arguing and disputing with us for? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ, and we are sincerely devoted to Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah explains another thing which the Jews and Christians had claimed and refutes it. أَمْ تَقُولُونَ, kya tum kehte ho, are you saying inna Ibrahim wa Ismail, ke Ibrahim or Ismail, and that Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, wa Ishaq wa Yaqub, or Ishaq or Yaqub, these Anbiya alayhi salam as well, wal asbat, or uski awlad, and the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, are you saying kanu hudan aw nasara, to Yehudi te ya Nasrani? Are you claiming, what a preposterous, what an unconceivable claim you are making, that you are saying that they were Jews or Christians, and Judaism and Christianity only came after them. Before that there was no Judaism, there was no Christianity, and you are claiming, and this is exactly what is happening now, and they are bluffing the people of the world in the name of the Abrahamic creed and accord. They want to make us believe that all these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were Jews, and that we all should submit to that same creed and the same way of life. And the very sad part of it is that our senior ulama are also taking part in these gatherings, and in this Abrahamic creed and interfaith gatherings, etc., open days at the masjids, etc., which lead to open days in the churches, and then our people are attending there at the church also. Fortunately, it's not here in South Africa still to that extent, but in other countries already Muslims going to the church and listening to them and doing the things what they do. So we have to be very much on our guard, and the Quran Sharif is that complete kitab that has given us guidance and our protection right till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah say, are you claiming that they are Jews or Christians, and so preposterous that Christianity and Judaism only came after them? And clearly these people were on Millat Ibrahim, and they made it clear. Yaqub alayhi salam on his deathbed made wasiyat to his children that follow only in the way of Allah and submit and be Muslims to Allah Ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used the word becoming a Muslim and Islam over and over. So that is the original religion, and we are that fortunate ummah and nation that Allah called our religion Islam and called us Muslims, that which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has taught. Then further Allah Ta'ala says, you are making this claim, tell us. قُلْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ, کہہ دے کہ تم کو زیادہ خبر ہے یا اللہ کو. Ask them, who knows better, you or Allah? And Allah Ta'ala had clearly declared, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Allah has clearly said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was no Jew, he was no Christian, but he was a Muslim. He had submitted to Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. اور اس سے بڑا ظالم کون جس نے چھپائی وہ گواہی جو ثابت ہو چکی. And who can be a more oppressor than that person who hides the evidence after that it has been made and established already. And this is also one thing which is which Quran Sharif in the broader principle of this, that many times we also hide away many evidence. We, for example, in a mashura, we want to discuss something and we know the harms of something, but we want to do the opposite, we don't mention those harms. When a person is discussing in a mashura, in a meeting, then even the harms which are there, he should make them known. And then leave it open and discuss it and see what route we should take. But we know there are certain harms, etc. For example, with regard to the presently the vaccine also, there are so much harms about it which people know, everyone knows. But those who feel that everyone must be vaccinated, they don't speak of the harms of it. And so much clear evidence has been established with regard to that. So this is a very important principle in our lives. Any mashura we make, even if it is at home, in our business, wherever, and we are discussing something and we know the harms of something, the negative aspect, we should mention them also. Put it all open, clear cards, and then discuss. Not try and hide the things and just try and get our way what we think is the right thing. So this is a very important principle. Yeah, however, it refers to that these people had the pure evidence that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a Muslim and he followed Islam. And the same religion has been given to us also. And they know it, but they're hiding that evidence. And they should remember, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Or Allah be khabar nahi tumhare kaamon se. You can bluff the people, nobody can bluff Allah. You can bluff the people, for all the people for some time, or some people all the time. But Allah, nobody can bluff and hide things from Allah Ta'ala. So a person should be conscious of the presence of Allah and work according to that and prepare himself for the day that he will meet Allah Ta'ala. So in this ayat also, Allah Ta'ala makes it clear that it is the Muslims who are following the true deen and millat of Ibrahim. And when we have this honor, we should stand up for it. And we should invite people towards this. Not that we have become invited towards the other wrong ways and we are supporting the wrong ways. There couldn't be anything worse than that. Whereas Allah says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ. Who can be a more greater oppressor than that? So Allah Ta'ala guide us to understand our deen, the lofty position of this ummah, and to live up to the status of this ummah and please Allah Ta'ala and gain our pleasure in this world also and in the akhirat as well. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.